from Washington, this is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government has accepted the ceasefire deal brokered by its Russian ally in the United States. Syrian opposition forces also said they welcome that deal. However, since they feel neither Russian nor Syrian government forces adhere to earlier ceasefire plans, they are doubtful the ceasefire can hold. And on the streets of Damascus, some reacted to the ceasefire agreement. Abdullahi Alamari is a student. He believes this is the beginning of the end of the crisis in his country. He says he believes the truce is not like the previous one, and he's demanding the opposition also separate itself from the Nusra Front and the Islamic State. Beyond the ceasefire, the primary aim of the United States, the United Nations, and non-governmental groups active in Syria is arranging broader access for humanitarian aid. Also in the news, South Korea and the United States have begun their search for what they say are radioactive materials following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test. South Korea says that the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders such as Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
We have to make sure that North Korea is not able to get the resources further to develop its nuclear program. It is a very serious threat to world peace. It is a rogue state, a regime that seems bent on this irrational, dangerous, provocative conduct, and the global community needs to be utterly united against it.
The United States is considering more unilateral sanctions against North Korea following that nuclear test. This is VOA News. Top Afghan officials and representatives of an anti-government armed group have reported major progress in their protracted peace negotiations. Groundbreaking development comes at a time when the largest insurgent group, the Taliban, has intensified attacks across Afghanistan and made territorial gains in parts of the country. Nearly 2 million Muslims from across the world have converged on Saudi Arabia for the annual 5-day Hajj. Meantime, Iran is boycotting this year's Hajj, citing Saudi incompetence and a poor response by health and safety officials. During last year's pilgrimage, several hundred Iranians were among at least 2,000 who were crushed to death in a stampede in the city of Mecca. This is not the first time that Iran has boycotted the Hajj, but it comes at a time when tensions with rival Saudi Arabia are at a record high over conflicts in Syria and Yemen, where Tehran and Riyadh support opposite sides. 15 years ago today, commercial airliners were flown into the World Trade Center buildings in New York, U.S. Defense Headquarters at the Pentagon outside of Washington, with another plane crashing into a field in western Pennsylvania. The terrorist attacks that day took nearly 3,000 lives. It was on September the 11th, 2001. President Obama spoke about the so-called 9/11 attacks during his weekly address to the nation.
After all, terrorists will never be able to defeat the United States. Their only hope is to terrorize us into changing who we are or our way of life. That's why we Americans will never give in to fear. It's why this weekend we remember the true spirit of 9/11.
Later today, on the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, Mr. Obama will be leading a moment of silence at the White House. Later in the day, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed in the attacks. In U.S. presidential politics, Democratic Party candidate Hillary Clinton apologized partially for calling supporters of her Republican opponent Donald Trump deplorables. Earlier, the Trump campaign pounced on Clinton's comment, criticizing her for disrespecting voters. This latest round of rhetoric between the campaigns comes as national polls show Trump gaining ground on Clinton, who recently led by double-digit percentages. Hundreds of people in the U.S. city of Maplewood, New Jersey, turned out over the weekend to honor Olympic bronze medalist fencer Ibtihad Mohammed, the first American Muslim to wear a hijab veil during Olympic competition. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.